Happy Monday, everyone.
45.
It's a daily talk show. TJ, it's been, it feels like we haven't caught up much lately.
I know. Did you just open up Google to look up what's happening in the news so you find a story to talk about?
I was literally going into our email to see if we've got any email on the high at the Daily Talk Show. This is probably more pre-prod, but you'll be happy to know we've got nothing.
Nothing, but we do read them out usually at the end of the show if we do get an email.
If you send us an email at hi@thedailytalkshow.com, we read it and we pride ourselves on having mates on the internet who are you that listen.
Mate, it's crazy how you can form relationships online.
Have you made many friends online?
Well, technically, our relationship grew from online, from being able to communicate to each other online.
That's true, yeah.
So I sent you a message. We talked about this a week ago.
Yeah.
But I sent you a message. So I guess it's the initial communication that then grows the relationship.
I've met so many people online.
Well, Matt Diavella.
Yeah.
The fucking asshole. Probably hasn't listened to this podcast.
And you fucking, like, you've done it again. We'll use other examples too. But no, very quickly on Matt Diavella, guy who directed Minimalism, the documentary, which is on Netflix. Mm. He also made a film called Design Disruptors. Yeah, him and I connected on social media. He came to Melbourne a couple of years ago. We caught up. Mm. And
now I message him.
Because
I follow him. He makes YouTube videos. I comment. He comments back to mine. And then you just start building that. Yeah. Like if I went to LA, I'd probably hit him up.
Absolutely. And yeah, so then from there, he suggested me for getting a bunch of B-roll for the Minimalists, who were the stars of Minimalism. So I've been in Sydney, Melbourne, Auckland, filming them.
Yeah.
But man, that has happened so many times. Simon Taylor, who I made the mini documentary on, who wrote for Jay Leno, stand-up comedian.
Fuck, that's pretty good.
He, Melbourne boy, but
how just on the friends thing, at what, when can you say, oh, my mate? Because I think when you become friends, actual friends, you and I are actual friends.
Yeah,
we have a lot of... We're good mates and then we have a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah.
But then, so for example, if I was to drop in, oh, yeah, one of my good mates, you could probably... And Amy does it to me as well because she pulls on the data from our five-year relationship.
I've never heard you speak about them before.
Exactly. And so it's like, well, how do you... At what point can you say that someone's your mate?
Well, I think, and for everyone, it's different because there's people who don't hang out with that many people. So when they do hang out with people, they're instantly their friends. Like I've got friends who I wouldn't see that often, but they would consider me a really good friend because they're just introverts and they don't see that many people.
Okay.
And like, you know...
And you're okay with that?
Yeah. And same with me. Like I think we've spoken about this before, but I used to always call everyone my friend. If I'd had a 10-second conversation, I'd say... But even I will do it, say, if I'm traveling for work... I'll I don't like calling people colleagues. Oh, my colleague. I'm just checking in now and I'm just waiting for my colleague. I'll say, I'm just waiting for my mate.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Mate. Yeah. I think it's an Aussie thing.
Yeah.
Colleague sounds like it's American.
Yeah.
He's just in the lavatory.
Well, talking about the guys were talking, Ryan Nicodemus, one of the guys, he was saying... He was going, oh, I'm going to go to the toilet. And then we started talking about toilet, bathroom, restroom. I don't know whether I've sold it to him a little bit wrong, but what I said to him, he's like, oh, yeah, you guys say toilet. Yeah, that's why I said it. I'm like, yeah, we do. It's like, yeah, why don't you say like bathroom or restroom? And I said, if I said like restroom or bathroom, people would suddenly say, oh, okay, Mr. International, where do you mean? It's maybe a slight exaggeration.
It's a massive exaggeration.
But no, I think people...
Who like, the fuck has ever called you international for using the term restroom?
I feel like those fuckers who say restroom are the same ones who go somewhere for 2 weeks and get a slight accent. Or even better, they'll have a wallet... and they'll keep their fucking multiple currencies. So they go to pay for something and they're like, well, sorry, this is a US dollar. That's a euro.
You should have spun you should have told him that everyone here uses the term dunny. Goes just down to the dunny. I told you about that video I made in America.
Yes, I've actually seen it.
You saw it. Yeah, it actually did quite well. I went around New York City asking people.
Have you got a dunny? Is there a dunny around?
You know where the dunny is? I really need to take a leak. Can you tell me where the dunny is? And they fucking just could not understand it. It's a bogan term. But I use that term. People abuse me in that video in the comments. We don't use dunny here. Fuck off. I use dunny. Yeah. My mates use dunny. Hey, I didn't tell you because I haven't seen you since Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday night, last week, found a wallet on the ground.
Oh, here we go.
Amy and I were walking, had baby Bodie, and we just got some dinner, and I look over. I'm like, is that a Velcro wallet?
Are we in 1997?
I thought it, and so I was almost about to walk off, and then the leather shone on the street light, and it sort of like, I saw it and I was like, nah, that's not Velcro. I walked over, picked it up, brown leather wallet.
So I would have been nervous about picking it up because I would have felt this is a stolen wallet. Someone's taken all the cash out and chucked it on the ground.
Did think that.
And so my initial thought would be to try and pick it up with something. I would probably be really annoying and try and use two sticks, like a chopstick, and try and pick it up.
Mate, it's not a crime scene yet.
Isn't it?
But no, because listen to this story. It's definitely not a crime scene. Okay. So I picked it up, opened it. First thing I did was look for cash.
How much?
$5.
Good.
He was definitely international. There's a few fucking notes from overseas.
Great.
Guatemala or somewhere in South America. What do they use? Pesos? I don't know. Anyway.
Sounds right.
So we took it upon ourselves. We saw it as almost a fun opportunity to put on the fucking Sherlock Holmes hat and work out who this guy was. It was a guy.
Was there any ID?
Yeah, so we pulled out his driver's license. He was from a place, if I can't remember, it's like down the coast of Victoria. And so we looked at his license. There's just his name. No. It was like down past Geelong. And so his name, I can't remember, John or something? Anyway, so we...
Lawn.
No, it was just past Geelong. Actually, Masterton or something? No, weird name. I didn't know it. I had to Google it.
Macedon?
No, weird. It's just a suburb out the back of Geelong.
Okay.
And there's actually new estates out there. They're selling...
Would that be near Great Ocean Road or no?
Would be 15 minutes to the start, the start of Great Ocean Road.
Torquay and shit.
And so what we did was, what would you do? First wallet, say, if we can't see a number in there. I looked through, couldn't find his mobile number.
Mate, I would find this so fucking quickly. I'd be on Facebook. I'm sure I've done this before. Facebook messaged people.
We did.
Hey,
found a guy. It wasn't his full name because it was like John someone Stevens or something like that. And we found, it was like Jonathan. Then we found a John, J-O-N, Stevens.
Perfect.
And so we messaged him and no response because it's like going to your, you know.
Going to the other folder.
Yeah, the other folder.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we looked through. There was not much else. Some credit cards, MasterCard, like some weird like receipts from overseas. He must have been in South America. And
he really is Mr. International.
He was Mr. International. But we were convinced of this person being him on Facebook. So, but then we found a card in there.
Great.
And it was like a dress alteration. No, it was like...
Fuck, that was literally what came to mind. What came to mind was like some sort of like dry cleaning.
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It was like some sort of small business's card.
Yeah.
It was fresh. Anyway, long story short, we saw in his profile photo on his Facebook was this girl. So we clicked onto the girl. Her name was Lucy. We messaged her as well. And then Amy was looking back through the wallet. So I'm going to look one more time for a number. And we worked out the card.
Was it Lucy for Lucy?
The card was Lucy.
Yeah, great.
And the card was, it was her business.
Amazing.
And so
it wasn't
dress alteration. It was home decorating.
Great.
And so we called her. And
Wouldn't have answered.
It went to the message bank.
Voicemail. Okay.
And so...
Mate, you've been doing so many fucking annoying voicemails. I think I listened to it, by the way.
She texted, and so Amy texted him, texted this girl, and then she calls back, and she'd seen the Facebook message, and it all just came down. We were going to drop it at the cop shop the next day.
Yeah.
But fucking...
Why did she see the message? So what was her... What did she say? How thankful were they?
They literally were about to... They were having dinner in St Kilda near our house, and they were leaving, and he's like, oh, shit, I don't have my wallet. And then she grabs her phone and sees the message and realises that he'd lost his fucking wallet. He didn't even realise until post-dinner, and they'd already paid.
And so what was their reaction? Were they super
happy? Oh, that was so lovely. They came over and we met them at the front and we had a good chat with them.
Did they hug? Was there any hugging?
Nah. That was super, super lovely.
Handshake? Oh, thanks, well, mate.
I really wanted to ask him, and Amy convinced me not to do this. I wanted to quiz him. What's your date of birth? What's it say on your license of where you live? And it was too obviously them. It was like, it was so nice about it. Too many dots connected. Lucy, card on the phone, card in the wallet, and then
I've realised this whole time that I haven't been talking properly in the mic. Hang on.
Yeah, he's had his mic turned sideways. But I've been
That's fucking annoying though, isn't it? That's okay.
No, I think it's the same. You just yelled at the first, there we go.
Yeah, thank you.
So anyway, that was we got it back to them. But it was fun, this like little investigation.
Bree found $20 last week.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've done a whole segment on finding cash.
Shit. Yeah.
But no, so what she decided was she was going to break it up into smaller amounts and give it out to people.
Silly. It's only $20. It's not going to... Where's it going to go?
Well, she's going to like buy her friend's coffee and stuff, I think, as well. She's going to take like $10.
Here's the problem. If you don't do it instantly, you feel like you're actually... digging into your own cash all the time.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on, say, when you sell things?
Oh, sorry, just quickly.
Yeah.
Take home from the wallet, and we spoke about it with this couple.
Yeah.
Put your fucking phone number in your wallet.
Yeah.
Because if someone finds it, they'll probably look through it, and if it goes to the cop shop, you might not get it back for a few days. Like, they might not contact you.
Have your name on everything, like, is probably a good theory. Yeah. Like, even, like, camera gear and all that sort of shit probably help a lot.
I fucking lost my small HD screen.
Where the fuck would that have gone?
Oh,
like, what would have happened?
I left a $1,500 monitor in the park.
Do you reckon someone...
I was so tired from... It was baby Bodhi, like, a month into it. And I was fucked. And I put it down and walked off.
Have you checked, did you ever go to the cop shop?
I called the cops. I called a few different stations.
Yeah.
And I looked on Gumtree, and I looked on Facebook Marketplace, and then I claimed insurance.
How easy, I've never claimed anything on insurance, and I always wonder, what it takes, and does it affect... your ability to get insurance in the future?
No, so it's car insurance. Yes, fucking avoid that like the plague, because it bumps up, your different your excesses and stuff like that. Anyway, our insurance, which you have it too on your camera gear.
Yeah.
All you have to do is, I think it's like $100 excess.
But do they up it the next year?
No,
or something?
They don't. They didn't up it at all.
Interesting.
It was weird.
Because I've never used it. I'm sure I've had shit fuck up, but it doesn't cover if something just fucks up.
Yeah. Lost, damaged, or stolen.
Yeah, lost, damaged, or stolen. So this is the kicker. You can have, if your camera just fucks up, has a problem, they don't
throw
count.
It against the
yeah.
wall.
No, literally, because they don't count that is damage. I wanted to bring I'm a fiend for Oz Bargain.
Yeah.
There's two good deals at the moment. There's a bunch of eBay shops in 2 days' time that are having 20% off. And remember, you got your cheap lens and shit doing that. So that was one of them. And the second one is Virgin. You know, we love talking about Velocity Rewards.
Yes.
They're doing this opt-in at the moment where if you go to their website and you're booking flights, they'll give you triple velocity points, which means so if you fly to fucking
London,
the US and you get 4,000 points, they'll give you 9,000 points, which is pretty sick.
That website I was bargaining.
Yeah.
Just pull it back up.
Yeah.
It's like a message board. It's like when the internet just first started and there was like weird sites of just people chatting. That's basically what it looks like.
It's pretty...
So, hang on. Can I put something onto Ozbargain?
Yeah.
And so how does it actually work?
So it gets voted up. It's like Reddit or Dig or any of those sites. So this has... So exclusive 10... So the top ones at the moment. Exclusive $10 free sign up bonus plus 9% cash back on booking.com at the moment on shop back. So you can click on that and do that deal. Second thing, Coles half price specials. So they'll put all the specials on there. So
do you think Coles are putting that up?
So you can actually have a look. So sometimes it will say it's like the staff that is doing it.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, it's just punters who get into it. So they might get the catalogue early. Like maybe they've worked out a way of getting the catalogue early.
All right. So because people listen to this at random points.
Yeah,
their bargains that we're talking about that are specific will fucking be gone.
Yeah. Oh, but here you go. Well, fuck. This is one that you would really take advantage of. In 2 days, this hasn't even happened yet. In 2 days, Woolworths have the Serena tuna.
Serena tuna,
half price at $2.
Okay, what size? 185 grams?
Yeah.
That's not bad. But
well, that would normally be $4.
The thing with fucking supermarkets is you end up... They just, if you go enough, which we do, they constantly fucking having specials on everything.
But the thing is that I got a dark chocolate today, wasn't on special. And you saw me, I was like,
"Where the fuck is it? I want some."
I ate it all.
You prick.
I know. I was
okay.
I
wasn't then what's the best deal that you've got from one of these deal sites?
Oh, probably just a 20% off shit's really good, because if you get 20% off something that you actually need. Probably the best thing that happened was that lens that you got. Like, because that was like, it was like a $1,000 lens.
Yeah.
Which would have been $900 on the web, on the eBay, and then 20% off that.
$650 or
$680. Yeah, it was fucking amazing. Amazing deal. You basically got it for free. Krispy Kreme's fucking retargeting me at the moment. 20% off double pack.
We got some feedback. Krispy Kreme episode was shit.
From who?
Well,
we knew that anyway.
Yeah, we knew that. Riley. Good. Riley from my office.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So just putting that out there.
Thanks, Riley. I mean, it was a shit one, wasn't it? we knew it. Mate,
let me just say, this is you on those websites is the fucking polar opposite to
minimalism. Yeah, exactly. Being a minimalist.
Like, mate. Stuff.
Yeah, it's all shit that
it's
you don't
need.
It's
all stuff.
Yeah, it's all fucked, isn't it?
A Serena tuna, maybe not. It's like, that's food to keep you going, and you hate tuna.
Yeah, no.
So I appreciate you bringing that up, Josh.
I mean, and I nearly bought a PlayStation, I said that the other day, based on this site.
I think it's very impulsive. Like, these sites make you impulsive, because it is, like, Amy walks into a store and sees sale signs and like gets excited and fucking, we got to get it, and... You know, she's got some great stuff before that we've needed, but there's also like, it's on sale for a reason. Yeah. Sales are fucking bullshit because...
The minimalists have a funny line about sales. They say, you know what, if you buy it, it's 100% off. If you don't buy it, it's 100% off, which is a fair point. But no, I do Ozbargain, OZ bargain. You know, if you can be controlled... about it.
Which you can't.
No, I can't. Oh, I don't buy that much shit from there. But look, fucking Swiss cheese wedge, 300 grams, $2.85. The problem is it all feels like it pushes towards unhealthy shit. But this is fucking good. You, as a parent, nappies are expensive, right? Yeah. Fucking Amazon Australia, spend $50, save $15 on selected everyday essentials, which includes at the moment the Thank You Baby nappies.
I haven't tried them. The thing with nappies is, like, you get onto the specific brand you like.
What brand are you guys on?
You know, Huggies, probably.
Okay.
And they just, you know, they're just perfect for my little baby boy's bum.
There was I was talking to someone who worked at Thank You, and they were talking about how competitive the nappy market was. Specifically, they told a story about how in South Africa, someone was decided, I think it was South Africa. I've told you this story before.
Yeah, it's a good story.
They, a nappy business started. They thought they were doing really well because all of their stock was going away. It turns out the competitor was buying all of the stock off the shelf as a way of being anti-competitive because no one could buy the product. And so the company increased the manufacturing and then all of a sudden no one was buying the product. And it was because the competitor was buying it all and burning it. Not only
that's
that...
That's horrible.
The competitors also did something else dodgy. People walked in one day to their manufacturing thing. Oh, new owners of the building. And got to shut down for the paper manufacturing, the paper plant that produced the nappies. Turns out it was the competitors.
Fuck. Just like they bought the space.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? The shit that happens.
Well, people with more, if you've got more money, you can. That's the dangerous thing about money is like there is power in those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
From cash money.
Uh-huh. What else has been happening? What's news in Tommy Land,
mate? Bodhi slept through.
Oh, that's exciting.
He's sleeping a full night.
Uh huh.
He's a little weapon. He's walking. Bodhi's fully walking, man.
Fuck. Bree saw that on Instagram stories. She's like. When did that happen?
Amy said this really, I don't know. I like the point. It's like and someone said it to her and it goes like this. The thought of there is a moment that was the very last time that your parent picked you up. Like a baby, as in held you. You know how like babies getting up like on the hip and
yeah,
like
sure.
holding.
What but age there was, is that normally?
I don't know, but there is, you wouldn't know the time, but there would be a time.
It's like the very moment that your parents stop allowing you to open the door when they're taking a dump. You know what I mean? I used to do that. I remember I'd be like, Mom, can we play PlayStation? Mom. We had a sliding door. I just fucking open the door. She's taking a dump. I've got like the neighbor's kids just sitting there. Just watching mum taking a dump, being like, Josh, I'm taking a shit. Can I not have 5 fucking minutes? Well, we just want to know if we can play PlayStation or not. Fuck. And she's like, when Matthew comes over, can you not open the toilet door when I'm taking a shit?
The reality is I'm taking a dump and Bodhi's just
hanging,
crawling around my feet and standing out there with me.
Just like if you get to flush, he
just
goes
in. Isn't
that
weird? There's some weird shit you do as a parent.
Yeah. They see you fucking naked for ages and shit. Would you remember the last time you saw your parents naked? I mean, you probably wouldn't be able to remember the exact moment. But what age would you have been?
Oh, would have been like 11 maybe?
Yeah.
That's a very long time ago. But at what point do you stop doing naughty things in front of your kid?
Yeah, I'm
because
sure.
Because you got like if you've got a small house, like
2?
We do. Yeah, probably 2, they'll probably start humping.
Mum and humping, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun. Very, my friend told me, on the weekend that his kid pulls back his foreskin and says, it's my secret dicky.
How old is he?
He's like 3. At that point, they're knowing exactly what's going on. They're going to fucking know what mummy and daddy are up to.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I'm
they
sure.
know something's going down. Yeah.
I thought, like, what did I think? I think that probably until I was 11 years old, I thought that the way you got someone pregnant was you pissed inside them.
At what age?
I would have been grade 5, so I would have been like a 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Far out.
Isn't it crazy? But isn't it? I wonder how, like, that's what's fucking amazing. Like, how do we all learn these things?
Yeah.
When was someone like, how about I try and stick, let me try and stick this thing? Like, they would have been fucking their ears and they're fucking trying to get in the nostril. You would try everything.
Like, thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's instinctual. I think if you did an experiment, there would be 2 people that would work it out very quickly. If it's like,
is that true?
I would 100% think
if
so.
There was no sex ed,
I think it would be worked out.
And there was no TV and media, That's a fascinating thought.
Yeah, well, we don't
know. But then you can't do it unless it's sort of a Fritzl situation.
I wonder if they've done that test.
But it requires, no, because it wouldn't be ethical, because you basically would say, hey, we need to treat these people like fucking crazy people. Here, how about this? Heard this on the Minimalists were doing this story, using chimpanzees as examples, right? But it was referring to hoarding and what it does to us. They were saying, you give a chimp a banana, they'll eat it. You'll give a chimp enough bananas for him and his friends. He'll eat it and he'll share it. You give a chimp a hoard of bananas that would overfeed everyone. It fucking tries to kill them all to protect the hoard of bananas.
Wow.
Point being that with one book, I'm fine. But if I have too many books I can't read, I'm going to start killing everyone. That's why I took out of it. But interesting, right? Like what the abundance, what having too much shit. What sort of stuff, if you could say, if I want to do this experiment, Josh Fields Milburn talks about it from The Minimalist. He says he went through a stage where he was getting through, getting rid of one thing every single day for 30 days and he ended up doing more than that. Where would you start? What would you get rid of? Name five things that you'd get rid of. Fuck, that's hard. I can't even think of that. Maybe do two. Top two.
Oh, I've just got a bunch of little things in my office that I'm not using. Old props.
Like what?
Oh, they're like fucking bunny ears and...
Yeah, you don't need that shit.
So, like a Easter bunny picnic thing.
Well, I mean, what do you think I'd do with my books? Do I just get rid of like...
No, they're the thing that you like. It's,
but it's all status bullshit, isn't it? Because saying that I'm some smart cunt because I can read.
But if you actually like the look of them, right? You actually don't have much stuff compared to some people's homes.
Don't tell Bree that, because she keeps fucking saying, we don't have much stuff compared to everyone else. We don't need to chuck out stuff. I feel like that's a little bit of an excuse to stop from chucking. I think we could chuck heaps.
Dude, we live in two-bedroom apartments.
Yeah.
It is small. We have a small house. Like, my mum and dad have stuff. They're not hoarders at all.
I mean, they're a lot older than us.
They do, but they've got a lot of memories from the kids growing up. That's a hard thing. Like,
mate, your memories aren't in your things. Remember that.
But
I'm literally just going through like the Minimalist talk right now. You guys, if you're planning to go tomorrow in Melbourne, you can still go. It's at the Athenaeum. But otherwise, just listen to the rest of this podcast. I'll try and put some truth bombs out there. Go on.
I think you're going to have to, when you go away, most of your shit's going to go.
That's what I want to do. I think like, but Bree's like, we don't want to have to rebuy a fridge. I'm like, why? I like buying a fridge.
Here's the problem with the minimalism thing. Why do you have to fucking make it such a thing? Because for a lot of people,
diets, it's like all that stuff. But their whole thing is like
you live by ingesting food, and it should be quality food that you're ingesting. It's a whole different thing. Exercise, it's not necessary, but it's massively needed to live a longer life.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like and you're very much in this world at the moment, thinking about it, but I don't even fucking think about that shit. I live, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm also saying,
however,
if I was to say I'm perfect, no, it's why do I need to think about it so much? Because if my life isn't affected at the moment, or if you say, is it saying that my life will be better and it's not as great as it could be with all the shit that I do have? Is that what it's saying?
I think what it's saying is that the way the world is set up, we are set up to consume. Mm. And what do advertisements do? They try and sell us that we're not happy until we have this thing. That your kid's not going to be happy unless they have the latest super soaker, or your house isn't going to be complete unless it's got this beautiful couch.
Mm.
And a lot of people use it as pacifiers. So they're like, I'm not feeling that complete, or I'm working my ass off for this job that I don't like. I need to have some sort of reward. You know, the same reason that people say, I earned this fucking dessert because I had a shit day at work. Mm. It's the same reason people go online and say, you know what, the money that I just made, I need to buy shit. And the problem is, it's this perpetual issue that sort of feeds itself, because it's like you have a shit job that you don't like, so you buy things to try and make yourself feel better. So then you need to go back and continue to work to pay off all the things that you buy.
I think it's an interesting concept, and you see how those guys were just on the project, and it's the project made a joke of what they do.
Yeah.
Which, from a content point of view, like from the project side, it's like, yeah, sure, talk about like why are you selling a book if you're going to throw it out anyway. Like, I see all those angles, and they were too easy and dumb.
But also think about it like this. What is the project? The project is a show that's paid for based on advertisements.
100%.
So it takes a real sort of self-awareness and reflection to say, hang on, like, we are not the problem, but we feed this beast. We get paid to talk, and then in return, you watch these ads about things that you need to buy. Like, think about how many times someone is sold to every single episode of the project.
Yeah.
And so,
constantly.
Of course, mainstream media is not going to be too fucking reflective of it, because it's the reflection that they look back is one that's probably not that appealing.
I think the majority of people don't see, and like the people in the project, that there's danger in this stuff, right? They're not pointing out the danger, because I feel like myself, it's like, I don't fucking have a problem. And maybe the people who do have a problem feel and gravitate towards it, or people who see it and want to.
Well, you know, like, I think you could look at
life or follow some what is it, rhetoric, or follow some sort of like mythology that leads to some kind of a life. It's super interesting. I think, you know, where I think about this stuff is my kid.
Yeah.
And as much as I like, you know me, what do I buy? I don't fucking buy much.
Yeah, you're very good.
And I hope that I can...
A lot of people who aren't like that.
Okay, so maybe I'm just totally an deluded. Outlier.
And the other thing too is Derek Zivers, who founded CD Baby, we filmed him the other day in Auckland, and he was talking about, how crazy is this? He'll go out to the park with his kid.
Mm.
I reckon this would be cool for you to try. It's fucking hard with your work schedule. But he will spend 5 hours at a park with, he's trying to teach his kid to have a great attention span. So he won't bring his phone or anything like that. He's connected the whole time with his kid. And he's like, you know what? We're just going to play at the playground for 5 fucking hours.
That's a long time.
He sees people come and go, like people coming for these 15 minute bursts and they leave, and they're just slowly. And it's like he gets into, after a while, he said he gets into the mind of a kid and they have fun.
That's cool. I really like that. I think I would struggle a lot, but I think I could get, I reckon I'd sort of get into it. Not 5 hours.
If you make
hours.
It a thing, if you actually like was, I think all of this leads to consciousness. If you're conscious and said, it's not just leaving your phone, but it's like, I'm going to see how present I can be and spend, what happens if we have 5 hours? Bodhi will fucking crack the shits probably and be like, I want to go home after 3, surely. It's a long fucking time.
Yeah, oh, he'd do 4 shits. He'd want 3 meals. He'd have 2 naps. What the fuck?
Why are you talking in third person? It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please subscribe to us. Leave us a review.
I didn't finish my thought about Bodhi.
Oh, yeah, go.
I think... I see the danger. I see how hard everything's coming at those kids in terms of the marketing and toys.
iPads, and they can fucking in-app purchase.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to that attention span, so much to pull their attention. So as soon as they lose it, what's next? What's next?
Well, I think that the thing that Derek Sivers talks about is going down the path that's less traveled.
Mm.
And that I'm really interested in, I've been thinking about that lately, which is the things that we think that we should do, or the things that people are telling us to do, are normally leading to mediocrity.
Mm.
It's actually like, to stand out or to do something exceptional, sometimes you have to do the things that no one else is doing.
Mm.
I'll leave you on that.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I think with the minimalism thing, I think there is a lot people can take from it, just to maybe just check their life Are they that person? And maybe I've done
just
that.
Just ask the question.
And
yeah.
gone, maybe I'm not.
Just being conscious and saying, am I buying this because I'm just like it's an impulse? Or am I buying
or
this,
am I buying this because Josh said, on mentioned Ozbargain. On Ozbargain.
How many tunas did you buy, guy? Tunas or tuna, plural? Tuna.
Tuna.
Tuna. Mate, you got to go. You got a call.
Yeah, I got a call coming through.
Bye, everyone. The Daily Talk Show, dailytalkshow.com. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Maybe we'll talk about a package we got on tomorrow's show. And remember, please leave that review on iTunes in the podcast app. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.